Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287. The phone number, say hello to Steve in Fall River. Good morning, Steve. You're next on Cordishy and Coit.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hi, Steve.
What's up?
You guys being good doobies and wearing your masks and not getting in any altercations with any citizens?
We are practicing social distancing and doing what we got to do.
That's good. Well, I hope everybody likes to go back to normal and not this term new normal, which I would hope we don't have to endure for the football season coming up. I mean, there's a million ways to think about exiting the stadium. And I heard some of the stuff they were talking about. I don't go to as many games as I have in the past, but on first blush, what they were talking about, to have a stadium of 20 or 40,000 people and they let you in and you this and that, and it's mind-numbing. It's like people resisting going out now in Rhode Island because they don't want to deal with the regulations. I mean, that could only be for a sporting event times 10.
It's hard. It's a hard adjustment. You know, like it's something though. I think we're going to probably have to deal with in the near future.
Let me ask you this, because I heard Mark Cuban talking about this, and I think I want to say Fourier maybe mentioned this as well earlier this week, and that is, you know, masks help stop the spread from this standpoint. If I wear a mask and you don't have one, it's not going to prevent me from getting your virus.
Right.
But if we both have masks on to prevent stuff that's coming out of our mouths from spreading, like sneezes and particles.
Sure.
So could you possibly have sporting events if everyone's required to wear a mask in the stadium?
Maybe.
I mean, with Scott, fans, I'm talking about.
Scott, it's such an easy thing to say, a mask, a this or that. You know how many types of masks there are?
I know.
Don't you remember the nurses were flipping out because they didn't have the right mask?
And here's the other thing, though.
And they couldn't use a cloth mask, and they didn't want to wash it.
So if
I pick
I'm
up
over...
a mask. No, Scott, I keep my mask in my car, flown all around. I don't know what you do with your mask. You have a mask butler? You put it somewhere? I mean, I got masks on my visor, the trunk.
I've got multiple masks in the car.
Does that even sound like it's right? Does it sound like it's a mind? You're being mind bleeped. It begins with an F, ends with an E. I mean, really, you have a mask. Who made the mask? You know how to wear the mask.
Again, here's the other thing, though. Can't you make your own decision if you want to put yourself at risk and go to a stadium filled with people? Like if you're over 65, do you think that's a wise decision? Probably not.
Probably not.
Right? Given the mortality rate of this, disease with people that are old.
Right.
Scott, the biggest thing that I knew we were going down a rabbit hole was when I was watching the news in February and into March, and they breathlessly said, oh my God, it's bad for people who are old and who have pre-existing conditions. And I said to my friend, I said, they're saying this is they just figured this out.
So okay. Is the flu. The flu causes pneumonia.
So is a lot of things.
I know.
Sure.
So is mostly everything. I'm not denigrating it. I'm not whatever, but I've been to hundreds of football games. And guess what? There's no way you fundamentally change. There's no way to do what anyone contemplates. You stand in a line before you get in. If you watch what people tell you, you don't touch your mouth, you don't touch your nose, you don't touch your eyes. Even that is probably hard to do. You wash your hands. Wash your bloody hands. I mean, this is just simple stuff. Hopefully we learn something from that. As far as that basic rule, stay home if you're sick, whatever. People didn't do that. People didn't wash their hands. I'm sorry to tell you this. People's hands looked like they had crust on them, so they haven't washed them in 2 weeks. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your nose. Don't touch your eyes. That's where it goes in. It doesn't live on a surface for 3 days. When I heard that first report that it lives, it's like, what is this? In this object that'll live on a can of soup at the supermarket for 3 days. This is like the craziest thing you've ever heard of in your life. And you touch it 3 days later, and you get it. It didn't make any sense. Guess what? Not true. Now that we know it's not true.
We'll see. It's, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing to see where we go from here and where sports goes from here, Steve. And thanks for the call. I don't know. You know, I think for we have to take every precaution that we have to take here. But, you know, Scott and I were talking off the air about what fall sports are going to look like. And, you know, I don't know. But packing stadiums with filled with people, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. Maybe, maybe not. As we phase ourselves into the reopening, you know, maybe by the fall that is what happens. We're all wearing masks and that sort of thing. But I don't know. It's tough to say because we just don't know what a month from now we're going to look like, what 2 months from now we're going to look like. But decisions with football season are going to have to come fairly soon, you know, in order for teams to train and properly get a season out there in the fall if that happens.
All right, let's say hello to Adam in Chepachet. Adam, you're next on Cordishy and Coydon WEEI.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Adam.
I guess it's probably my fourth time calling in between the various shows. My mind generally wants to go in to ask some questions, but I think I'm better off just giving you guys a take. My take is that within the locker room of the New England Patriots, I think things have been falling apart for some time now. I think that the quote-unquote Patriot way, and especially in terms of how they deal with the media and rather the lack thereof, is kind of kept it under wraps. But I think that Gronk and Brady knew what was going on up to a year and a half ago. I think that behind closed doors, that's why Gronk left. He said, you know what? These guys, they're riding me. They're beating the crap out of my body. And what am I doing it for? I ask for money. They don't want to give it. You know, they're always with these performance incentive type contracts they've been throwing at them all these years. You know, I think Tom and Gronk have been looking forward to playing somewhere else for at least 2 years now. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Obviously, you know, I'm a Patriots fan for life. I think there was a gentleman that spoke earlier that said, you know, as long as they're not playing the Patriots, I'll be rooting for them. And I'm kind of on that bandwagon. It'll be different for sure to see Tom Brady line up with a different jersey on. But I know Bill Belichick is a pragmatic guy. That's kind of what we love about him. He always takes what he's got and makes it work. I just think that him and Tom came to the conclusion a little bit further back than we know that it wasn't going to work out moving forward. I think, you know, we've heard reports that Tom had kind of checked out last year. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Well, look, here's what I would say. Has the Patriot way worn thin in that locker room? I don't necessarily agree with that.
They won
a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they started 8-0 last year, okay? So I don't buy that the Patriot way is worn thin. Now, what I do buy is that Gronk and Brady in particular were a little frustrated, felt like maybe they were underpaid or not compensated to the manner that they should have been based upon what they mean to the offense and the franchise. And maybe they had had enough of, you know, settling for the contracts that they settled for with the Patriots. Okay, I get that. And they wanted to be paid. I get that. But I don't think the Patriot way has worn thin because Too many times I've seen players leave New England saying, oh, yeah, I'm sick of the Patriot way. Oh, freedom, it's so much better here. And then they spend a year or two there, and they lose, and they don't win, and like, I never realized how much I missed it in New England. You know what I mean?
It's a tough system to be in. It's a tough organization operation to be in for a long time. That's why we praise Brady so much for, you know, being in it and thriving as much as he did. And he helped set that standard, which is why I think it's been disappointing the last year, year and a half, that, you know, his attitude has changed on that. But I think for Gronk, it's soured. I think he's always had a bit of a back and forth with Belichick. When Belichick tried to trade him at the draft last year, that's probably when he felt, okay, this is probably it for me.
Right.
So there's I don't think the Patriot way has worn thin. I think it wore thin on those two players, and they thrived in it for a long time. And that happens with an organization and an operation like this.
Well, Texter brings up a great point. It will wear thin if they stop winning. We shall see.
Completely.
And that's true. I agree with that
absolutely.
Wholeheartedly.
But to say the locker room was, that I don't agree with, because you still have guys like Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater, Julian Edelman. You know, there are a bunch of guys in that locker room that are still running the locker room the way that Belichick wants it to be run. That's why those guys are back for next season, and why you should have a little bit of faith that, you know, I think that they're going to be able to retool like they have, because they have the veteran leaders to run that locker room like those guys.
Let's say hello to Rich in North Providence. Good morning, Rich. You're next on Cordish and Coit.
Good morning, guys. May we all stay or continue to stay corona-free as possible. About the Patriots and my team, the Packers, I can see corona, you know, virus or no virus, the fans would be going in to see the team anyway, and with both those teams. How do you feel about that?
I mean, yeah, we'll see. I don't know what I just don't know what the situation is going to be.
So,
it's hard to predict.
If they do say the games are open for fans, yes, fans
yeah,
will go.
There. Oh, right? Yeah.
Now, there might be some season ticket holders. If I'm a guy that's 65, 70 years old and I have season tickets, I might say, you know what? I'm going to give them to a friend of mine. It might be better for me not to put myself in that situation. But the stands will be full if they allow fans to go in, if that's what you're asking.
Do you think they will?
No, I'm not sure about that. No, right now I would bet against that. I would say maybe the stadiums will be playing at 50% capacity, you know, 40%. I don't know what that number is.
Right. Yeah. Well, at least some fans will be in there, though.
I think they're going to try. They're going to do their best, yeah.
I think you'll have. So I heard Ohio State, we talked about this last week. You know, they've got like a 90-plus thousand seat stadium. They're talking about playing anywhere between 20 and 40,000 fans.
Oh, better than nothing.
Right.
You're right. Absolutely.
And you know what? And Rich, thanks for the phone call. I guess one of the soccer leagues that's playing, they originally showed the games with no fans, and now they are pumping in crowd noise on TV, and they say it's a much better product to watch and to listen to. And they think that the NBA and the NHL, provided you have a good audio guy that can play that crowd noise at the right time, they think that maybe they ought to take their cue and maybe consider doing the same.
I think it might help. Yeah. I've seen it both ways. I've seen it places with no fans, and it's nice to hear some of the natural sounds, especially with basketball. I think that worked. It was funny. I did a story with Bryce Cotton this week, the former PC guard, and
saw it. Yep.
You know, he's, you know, playing in Australia, and they played a couple of their games for the championship round without fans. And I thought I watched some of it, and it didn't sound much different. You just heard the squeaking of the sneakers, and you heard the ball bouncing and whatever, and the announcers, and it was fine. So I can see it working both ways. We'll see.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of Cordish and Coit. Want to thank Joey P. for another great job sailing a smooth ship on a Saturday morning. Laura, thank you for putting this together during the week. Don't forget Mark and Kitchen come your way next, 9 to 11, right here on 103.7 FM, WEEI. For Nick Coit, my name is Scott Cordish. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordish and Coit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.